Thank you, that was Living in the Past there from 1969. Thank you very much. We're going to play a few Christmassy songs for you later on in celebration of the Christmas period about to be upon us, if it's not already. This next one has nothing to do with Christmas. It has everything to do with the spring. The spring when the cuckoo calls. A piece of music written not by me, but by one of America's great black jazz musicians of the 50s and 60s. His name was Rassan Roland Kirk. This is his tune called Serenade to... back in the 70s somewhere, when we were going through a bit of a bad time economically in Europe and elsewhere in the world, I wrote a piece of music that comes to mind again now that we're back in a full-blown recession. What a better time than to air a piece from the mid to late 70s. This is a song called Living in These Hard Times. Hoes in the china, the pats in the pie, there's no turkey left on the table. The commuters return on the 6 o'clock line, brings no bail and pay for the stable. On the line it is failing along the green belt as we follow the hard road sign. Semi detached in a suburban vest, winning in these hard times. Now then, the first of our truly Christmas pieces of music. This is based on a Christmas carol that gets played a lot this time of the year back home in England and elsewhere in Europe. It's based on the three kings in the early stories of Christ, with his reputed birthday somewhere about now. Although, of course, we know that's a lot of bollocks. But we'll go along with it because of the Christmas, the winter solstice, which is kind of a Christmas thing all its own right, before Christmas was invented. This is for little baby Jesus, and it's called, used to be called We Three Kings, but we put it in 5/4 time signatures now. It's called We Five Kings. Thank you. very much, thank you. Five, please. Thank you very much. In winter, of course, the wind does blow a little bit, and I'm reminded of a little chap who used to live on top of the roof of a barn near my house. He was black, he was made of metal, and he spun around in the wind, and his name was Mr. Weathercock. So this is a song about our old Weathercock, wherever he might be now. It's from the Songs from the Wood Elm, is it? One of those things? Probably. Before your time, young Florrie. You weren't even born then. Here we go. you very much indeed. Weathercock. Thank you. Now we're going to bring onto the stage, from all the way from Budapest, our special friends who come from the orchestral world, from classical music. And they're joining us to do a little bit of irreverent something in between classical and rock music, because they are our string quartet, and they're called the Stutz String Quartet, all the way from Budapest. Please say hello on first violin to Brett Baum, on second violin, Peter Sisi, Jura Benko on the viola, and on the cello, the leader of the string quartet, Mr. Andras Stutz. A little combination of two songs from the Benefit album and the Stand Up album. It's a delicate little piece called, first of all, Sausage, You're a Woman, followed by Reasons for Waiting. Very confident. That didn't take long.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good support. Exactly. Thanks very much indeed. Thank you. It's a little song from the early days of Jethro Tull when we did an acoustic piece which actually got into the top pop charts. This was on our favourite TV show back then called Top of the Pops. An unlikely piece of music, but Top of the Pops. But it did feature on the original recording a string quartet. So now we get the chance to do Life is a Long Song, just the way it was originally recorded. Stop at the inn, and you hear your buyers croak as you choke on what you need to say. Well, don't you fret, don't you fear, I will bring you good cheer. Life's a long song, life's a long song, life's a long song, yeah. If you wait, then your plane I will fail. As the first is unclosed, and your soul suffers the long day. And the 12 o'clock rain spins the room, you struggle on your way. Well, don't you sigh, don't you cry. Take the dust from your eye. Life's a long song. Life's a long song. Life's a long song. We will meet in the sweet light of dawn. As the paper's retreat spills your pain. And the symphony sounds underground, it's where the king rests. Well, don't you scream as the king cries your heart under the wheels. Life's a long song. Life's a long song. But the tune ends too soon for the very much. Life is a long song. Another one of our Christmas tunes from the Jethro Tull Christmas album a couple of years ago is based again on a Christmas carol that is very familiar to us back home. We've done this, however, in a different way. It's in a kind of a big band jazz context, somewhere half between Count Basie meets the Yogi Bear or something. Kind of cartoon crazy thing. It's called God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen.
Thank you.
it doesn't get any more Christmassy than this next one, which seems to be my Stratford Court, never mind. This is a piece that was originally recorded in 1968, at the very beginning of Jethro Tull's career, just before Christmas, in fact, in time to be released as a Christmas single. But it kind of is a... It celebrates Christmas, but it's also quite critical of the commerciality of Christmas, the piece of music called A Christmas Song.
Once in Royal David's City, stood a lonely cattle shed, where a mother laid her baby. You do well to remember the things he later said. When you're stuffing yourselves at the Christmas parties, you'll laugh when I tell you to take a look. You're missing the calling, I'm sure the honey making. The Christmas spirit is not what you drink. Pass us that bottle, will you? Now then, this is a concert in two halves, and we'll be taking a little 20-minute intermission, maybe a 15-minute intermission, because we have to get up very early tomorrow to drive to Bologna, so... a quick intermission. You can go to the lavatory and have a quick pee, and maybe have a quick drink and get back here sharply. Let's make it 10 minutes. What do you say? This is a piece to finish off the first half with. It's 300 years old. It was written by J.S. Bach. Maybe one of my favourite little tunes to turn into a piece of obnoxious cocktail lounge jazz. It's called Beret. Thank you.
About 10 minutes. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks very much indeed, Ben. Holly.
Harold. Holly and the Ivy.
Half the Herald Angels sing from the Jeff Hotel Christmas song. Next one doesn't have anything to do with Christmas at all. Indeed, it's a piece of music about getting old, or maybe about not getting old, because I think we'll dedicate this one tonight to an old fella who's even older than I am. His name is Sir Mick Jagger. He is 65 years of age now. And he jumps around the stage like a young fella. So we'll dedicate this to Mick, who most certainly is not too old to rock and roll.
But he was too young.
Thanks. This next one is from an album recorded for flute and orchestra back in 1994, an album called Divinity. So, though it's not a Christmas song as such, it still dwells upon religious matters in a way. This is called In the Grip of Stronger Stuff. Now, as we trundle our way across the planet in search of riches and glory, we musicians leave behind a pretty healthy, unhealthy carbon footprint. And we feel very guilty about it, but just think if even the food we eat these days, it comes with a hefty carbon footprint too. The tractors that plough the fields, the Massey Fergusons, the John Deeres, the Fords, the Deutzes. They leave behind enormous carbon footprints, and wouldn't it be great if farmers could somehow bring back the heavy horses?
October's day, towards evening, sweat in Buzz's face, standing out of the cloud. Salt on a pinch's seasoning, last of a line, and another's taste torn. Turning the leaves on the flint of the fat marks facing the bone. Rise of the muskets, blunder. The southern McClyde's veil, the pressure on mine. With a shiner on his feathers floating. Falling soft hither into the dusk, to bend on a warm straw coating. Heavy horses through the land of the green, a peacock of lavender, staring in a slimy green. Now pulling down to the dream, and there's no work for you. The tractor's on the finish line. Let me find you a filly for your first stallion seed, to keep the old line going. And we'll stand you abreast at the back of the wood, behind the young trees growing, to hide you from eyes that mock at your girth. Your 18 hands at the shoulder, and one day when the oil barrels have all drip dry, and the nights are to draw colder, the way your strength, your gentle power, your noble grace, and your memory, and you'll strain once again. To the sound of the gulls in the wake of the tin cloud, sharing heavy horses through the land of the free. Behind the mountain, slipping in a sliding green. And now we walk down to the deep, and there's nowhere to do. The tractor's on its way. Thank you. cleft heather beat out in the dust. An ox hollers tame towards eating me. Sweat in bus face standing out of the ground. Salt on his face sees me. Bring me a wheel of open wood. A rein up on his leather. A heavy horse and a solid side.
Very nice to be heavy horses. A piece of music that usually causes a little anxiety amongst band members. Let me introduce our lead guitar here, all the way from Munchen, Germany. It's Florian O'Carley on guitar. Florian O'Carley. He looks a little bit like a young Martin Barr. Martin never got the girls either, so I don't think you're alone. He's not so good with the girls, apparently. This is a great opportunity to introduce David Goodyear again. He played a bass solo for us earlier. Survived the Tower of Terror. David Goodyear on bass guitar. And keyboards and accordion, John O'Hara from the Northern College of Music in England. Behind me on drums and percussion, James Duncan. Hey ho! This next piece of music was written, so they say, by one of our most famous kings, King Henry VIII of England. He ruled with an iron hand and tended to cut the heads off his many wives as soon as he got bored of them. So. Gone down in history as a man with six wives, was it, Henry VIII, two of which were topped. That's rather sad, really. But he was a cultured gentleman who wrote some very fine poetry and, it is said, music as well. This is attributed to King Henry VIII of England, and it's called Past Time in Good Company. Thank you. Thanks very much. Past time. Good company. Thank you very much. Back in 1972, when Jethro Tull was visiting Italy, probably for the first or second time, we had an unfortunate experience. Jethro Tull went through a kind of a bad prog rock moment. It was very regrettable. We're very apologetic. We're very sorry about the prog rock. Okay. It's a bit of music, a little condensed version of something from back in 1972, ostensibly written by the 12-year-old Gerald Bostock. It's called Thick as a Brick.
Really don't mind if you sit this one out. My words but a whisper, you them the same shout. I may make you feel that it can't make you think. Your sperm's in the gutter, your love's in the sink. So you write yourself a word of details, and you make all your animal details, and your wives and don't know how to to be thin as a brick.
All right.
And the sandcastle rescues are also at the way. In the tide of destruction, the morrow may be. The elastic red strings brings a closer play. As the last wave uncovers the newfangled flame. But if you choose one of the females, and your son spells rather than female, and your wife spells to be thick as a brick. And the love that I feel is so far away. I'm a bad dream and a chance. Well, if you shake it out, you say it's a shame. Spend me back down the years and the days of my youth. Draw the lace and black curtains and shut out the whole truth. Spin me down the long ages, let them sing the song. Thank you. All your rightness held over the fields, and to make all your animal deals, and to wise men don't know how it feels. To be fair, as a
turn.
Now you start wavering. Now you pour on sun. You see, it's only me. Ah, oh, you know it's only a me. Hey!
Coming in.